92.1 WGHN, Grand Haven's favorite. I'm Mary Ellen Murphy. You may have heard the commercials, but she's in the studio right now. We say hello to Carrie Henderson of Spring Lake. How are you doing this morning?
Hi, I'm great. Thanks.
This is an amazing story. I'm looking at a story from 2021 to get the gist of it, but your son passed away from cancer. Tell our audience the story.
He did. He had Ewing sarcoma, which is a bone cancer, and we battled that for about a year and a half, but we lost him just before he would have turned 18. So we lost him in 2018.
And you honor his memory by having a gingerbread house in your home, correct?
The first few years were really difficult. We avoided Christmas like crazy. And then we had the first year that Sparkle happened in Spring Lake. We got pretty inspired by all the families walking around. And I just felt like I needed to do something to honor him because I knew that he would want me to be celebrating.
Sure he would.
And so then I, in true Carrie fashion, went over the top and decided to make it a really big thing. And the idea behind it is we're really excited about the idea that families can create memories together and just really make every moment count.
What a way to honor your son, Connor. Tell me something about Connor that people may not know.
Anybody that knew Connor adored him. He was definitely a smart aleck, but he was really, really wise for his age. His big quote was, "We are what we are is how we treat people and the way we make them feel." And for that to come from somebody who hadn't even turned 18 yet, it's a pretty big deal.
It is a big deal. Wow. And so you get to honor his memory year after year after year. Is that what keeps you going, you think?
Yeah. Christmas is still hard.
Oh, I have a lump in my throat now just sitting here with you. I can't even imagine.
Yeah. Christmas is still really hard. But this takes my focus off of the loss and onto the celebration and the joy. And that is what makes all the difference for me.
So let's talk about that celebration. If people haven't heard the commercial, it's going to be on Sunday the 15th, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And so what's going to happen?
We have Santa coming and we're going to have him set up actually outside in front of the gingerbread house for nighttime pictures with your kiddos. We're going to have some stuff there to keep everybody warm, but we're also going to hope that it's not a blizzard that night. And people can bring their cameras and take their own pictures, as many as they want. And by the way, the house is always open for anybody to come up at any time and take pictures in front of the house. But we wanted to have Santa come in.
I love this.
To be able to make some special memories. And we're going to have little goodie bags that we pass out with for the kids. And I just think it's going to be a really fun thing.
That's wonderful. Thank you for being so open to talking about this. I mean, I'm tearing up, but I see the smile on your face because your son meant so much to so many people that it's easy for you to talk about him in that manner.
It really helps to talk about
him. It does,
him.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't that something?
Yeah. The idea that we shouldn't talk about people that we're missing,
right.
I think the easiest way to keep them alive is to talk about them.
Yeah.
And he was a really, really special kid, and I know he's up there watching us, and I know that he's going to be looking down going, come on, Mom, this is really, really cool. So,
thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
That's this Sunday in Spring Lake on the corner of Exchange and Division from 5 to 8. Santa will be there as well. For pictures, hope to see you there.